got the best? Who's got the best quarterback there?
It's not the Giants, I promise you that.
That is the Giants, actually.
No, it isn't. It's not the Giants. Don't even say it. You know, as much as I hate to say it, it's probably, I mean, right now, it's Sam Darnold. And who's going to be the better quarterback in probably 5 years, in the next 5 years, every year? It'll probably be Sam Darnold also. Not that I don't like Josh, but I think Sam, hopefully, I was right at the beginning, and he'll continue to go ahead and make strides, but I have no confidence in Daniel Jones.
The only thing you said even remotely close to being right in that is that maybe in 3 or 4 years, Sam Darnold out of those three quarterbacks will be the best. But right now, it is absolutely Daniel Jones. I know he's 3-9 in his career, but he's 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. I know he's had fumbleitis last year. You give that guy an offensive line, and he's going to be very good. And Sam Darnold, his upside is obviously through the roof. But what did you see last year that makes you think he's going to be the superstar that we expected him to be?
He got mono, so that was it. That was the reason why I thought when he came back from that, he actually didn't play too bad. It's taken him a little while to get up to speed of the NFL, and that's what happens when you come in. You're thrown to the wolves as a rookie there. You know, you didn't have the chance to learn like a Rodgers or like Stidham did or like Mahomes did. They just threw you right out there. So, that was his learning process.
Jeff at Hinesburg and Francis all say that Josh Allen just led his team to the playoffs. How can you say he's not number one? Pretty easy. The numbers back up that he's not number one. Daniel Jones is the best quarterback for the New York teams here. Look, take out the record, but 24 touchdowns, 12 picks, that's a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. That's better than Darnold. That's better than Allen. And he did that as a rookie, by the way, where they each had 2 years in the league.
With no offensive line.
And with no anything. He had Daniel Jones, 87.7 quarterback rating last year. You know what Darnold's is for his career? 81. You know what Allen's is? 78. Oh, who's got the best completion percentage of all of them? Daniel Jones. By almost 3 full points, does Daniel Jones have the best completion percentage. He's 62%. The other guys are 60 and 56.5. Like, Daniel Jones shows all things pointing in his direction except for the overall record. He didn't have a defense. He had his best. He had his tight end injured last year. He had his running back injured last year. He had a bad offensive line, and he had a head coach who ultimately ended up getting fired. Show me where it's not Daniel Jones.
Well, Tyrod Taylor also led the Bills to a playoff, and we're not going to say anything great about him or say that he's one of the top quarterbacks. You know, out of the three quarterbacks you mentioned, though, Brady, I still would rather have Joe Burrow or Tua than the three quarterbacks we just went over, because I think they have better upsides and will be better quarterbacks than the three we've seen right now.
Yeah, but that's complete 100% speculating, and I suspect you're right.
It's all speculating.
Sure it is, but I mean, with Darnold, Allen, and Jones, you're not speculating. Brady just gave you the numbers.
Yeah, but you can't go strictly by numbers. Some teams are better than the others. Some had easier schedules. It's not strictly by the numbers. I mean, you also go by the sniff test. You got to look at people and see whether injuries on the offensive line, the injuries at the running back or wide receiver.
Yeah, the Giants had all that. That's why Jones overcame it all. Right. That's why he's the choice.
You're making the point for us.
No, for Jones, I could just see that it's going to be years and years of 6-10, 7-9, 6-10, 7-9, and he's just never going to get us over the hump. It's just never going to happen.
I mean, Josh Allen has that unbelievable defense. He still has 30 TDs, 21 picks, not a great percentage. He's still only 15-12 in his career. I suspect that's going to go up this year. He, to me, sounds more like a guy who's just there on a very good team.
Josh Allen has a great arm. He has an elite arm talent. And now they've put everything around him. This should be the year. Year three? Like, this should be the year where Josh Allen ascends. And I don't have any faith that Josh Allen has the Bills going 12-4 this year. I think they win the division. I think they're far better than the Patriots. But I don't think it's because of Josh Allen. I think it's because of a good head coach in Sean McDermott. I think it's because of a good, great defense anchored by Tre'Davious White in the secondary, and now an emerging running game, they've given more receivers.
Well, that's true, and that's why if Buffalo wins the division, it's because of that stuff. If the Jets win, it's going to be because of Sam Darnold. It's because he's playing out of his mind, because they don't have all that stuff that you just mentioned. So if the Jets all of a sudden are 10-6 or something like that, that's because Sam Darnold just put together the year of his life.
Right, but I mean, 3 years ago, Arnie, you said Sam Darnold's the next Joe Montana, basically, and he starts his career 11-15. I know he's on a bad team, but he's thrown a ton of interceptions in a couple of years, and his QBR is not that great. And, I mean, you've admitted yourself may not have been a correct assumption.
Well, that's why I said I was wrong on him, but the question was, who do we like out of those three? If we're just talking about overall was Sam Darnold a bust, I'm going to say right now, if on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give him like a 3. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You got to give him another year or two.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're talking right now, what's the 3? But as for overall, I'm hoping this next year, as Brady said, is the year that he picks it up. And maybe Josh Allen picks it up also. I mean, it's tough to learn the game at a quarterback. You guys know that.
Look, we can sit here and pick out real flaws in both Allen's game and Darnold's game. Darnold's thrown too many picks. He's been too careless with the ball. It was a criticism of him going back to college at USC. And Allen isn't a great completion percentage guy. He misses a lot of throws. We saw that in the game in Buffalo last year where the Patriots won when they didn't play that well, but they picked off Allen, I think, 4 times before he got injured. Daniel Jones, he's a very good thrower of the football, good decision maker, fits it into tight windows, is able to make some high-risk throws. Pro Football Focus graded him high in terms of, you know, high-risk throws that he was able to complete. He was 2-1 TD to interception ratio, and he can run. And playing, I think, only 13 games last year, he was 7th in the NFL among quarterbacks in rushing. So he brings that duality at the position that I like.
And the other thing,
I was going to say, other than the Patriots, I can't think of a team that would give up their starting quarterback for Daniel Jones. Other than the Patriots.
That's crazy. Well,
who else is going to say, I don't want the quarterback that you have right now?
Jacksonville, Washington, there's two right off the top of my head.
Well, Washington, yes, I'll give you that, even though they have that Haskins. I don't buy into that. And Jacksonville, who did they get now?
They still have Gardner Minshew, and that's it.
Well, he didn't play too bad last year. He had some pretty good stretches.
Don't you think Chicago with Trubisky and Foles would take Daniel
Jones?
Foles
won a Super Bowl, so let's give him a little bit of credit.
So you don't think some of these teams would want a quarterback who threw 24 touchdowns in an abbreviated season? It was a rookie in his rookie season?
With that team?
How many teams want to get rid of their starting quarterback other than the ones you just mentioned?
The Giants had the number 4 pick in the draft last year. The Giants had the number 4 pick in the draft this past season, okay? They were horrible. They were picking 6th last year. They're coming from a place of nothing. The Jets went out and spent on Le'Veon Bell. The Jets went out and spent on C.J. Mosley. The Jets made a conscious effort to give Darnold some help. The Giants didn't get, outside of signing Golden Tate, they let people go. They were getting rid of people. The Daniel Jones is overcoming a whole lot to put up those numbers. And I saw someone on the text line say, like, defense was so bad, they're always down late. That's where he's able to get a lot of garbage time yards from. Maybe that's some of it, but Daniel Jones should have been the rookie of the year last year, not Kyler Murray.
Well, two things on this. One, I don't think since you gave the numbers, and I'm not going strictly by numbers, but since you gave them, I don't think their numbers are as good as their numbers show. Why do I say that? Daniel Jones played in perhaps one of the weakest divisions last year, and the same thing could go for Darnold and Josh Allen. I mean, it's the AFC East. What happens if they would have played in like Kansas City's division or one of those? Horrible. Those numbers would not look nearly as good. Those divisions were really weak last year.
Well, a couple other points. Josh Allen can run like crazy. I mean, his legs are definitely a weapon. How long will that last? I guarantee you his coach doesn't want him running like he ran last year. The other thing, too, is Jones doesn't have the benefit of a second year in his stats right now. But, if Jones shows any progression at all, I'd still put him at the top of the list as a second-year quarterback.
The Giants got rid of Landon Collins on defense. The Giants traded away Odell Beckham. The Giants saw Evan Ingram get hurt and Saquon Barkley get hurt for a large portion of Daniel Jones' developmental years. The fact that he did what he did, 87.7 quarterback rating, 62% completion percentage. He's throwing to Darius Slayton. He's throwing to...
Who is Sam Darnold? To Robbie Anderson? I mean, my goodness, it wasn't like they were stacked offensively.
Well, he had Le'Veon Bell healthy for nearly all of the year.
But he turned out, never, ever, ever pay a running back, Brady. I told you that.
Just draft one in the first round, like Arnie says. Just do that.
Look at the waste of money at Le'Veon Bell. What a waste of money that is.
Yeah, it was.
Jeez. Hamstrings the team. It just kills them when you have a contract like that.
If Daniel Jones gets the fumbling under control, I think he had more than double-digit fumbles last year. If those are under control this year, if he fumbles 3 times this season, you're going to be sitting here 1 year from now saying, I was wrong about Daniel Jones. Because if he stays healthy, he's going to throw for 4,000 yards this upcoming season. He's going to throw 30 touchdowns. And he won't have turned the ball over at that rate. You're going to be sitting here saying, you know what? I don't know what else the Giants do have, but they got a quarterback.
And keep in mind, Jones's fumbles were mostly because of the offensive line, allowing defensive players to be all over him and hitting him blindside, hitting him from the front, hitting him all over the place. I mean, he was constantly running for his life last year.
Just needs to throw the ball away more. Better. He does need to have better decision-making in that regard.
Yep.
I think the Giants are going to be probably another third-place team. I could see the Bills winning the division. I could even maybe see the Jets maybe making a run at second place and being a long shot to make the wild card. We've said that the last couple of years, and how did that work out for us, you know?
You think the Jets have a shot at second in the AFC East?
I think the Jets are in last, honestly.
Oh.
I did too.
I think the Bills win the division. I think the Patriots and Dolphins battle it out for second.
I agree.
I had the Bills winning the division, Dolphins second, and then the Patriots and Jets fighting it out for third.
No, the Jets will be in last.
You hope, Arnie. You hope.
Wow.
The Jets are bad.
You and a few million other Americans hope that the Pats are fourth.
Well, they got a quarterback that has no touchdowns, no interception. Well, one interception.
Yeah,
right?
He threw it, didn't he? Yeah. Wasn't it a pick six?
Yeah, it was. And then they yanked him right afterwards, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because that game started getting a little close, too close for comfort.
Yeah. I think it was only, 21 points at that. Belichick's like, I can't trust them. Well, with a 21-point lead, you got to get them out, but you're going to trust them for a whole season.
There's another quarterback from the Patriots whose last pass in a Patriots uniform was a pick six as well. So
you get a lot of those. 802-655-6672. You want to go ahead and jump on in. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Coming up next, Jake Coker won a national championship by beating Deshaun Watson. He talks all things football with us next.
Nice. That's next. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game.